Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 15. The Reverend Dan Galchud is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for this morning comes from Luke chapter 16. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they ridiculed him. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Quentin, I feel like there's a disclaimer is needed at the beginning of the sermon. When I was assigned to preach this text today for your installation as the director of the church planning, I thought that the text would be something along the lines of Jesus sending out the 72 or Paul's letter to Timothy, right? Preach the word, plant at home. Maybe even the Great Commission, go into all nations. Or the scattering of the seed, right? And some falls on fertile good soil. Easy connections to the work of planting churches. You know, Lutheran identity, word and sacrament, working together in the vineyard for the extension of God's kingdom. But alas, it's not so. Instead, you cannot serve God and money. Well, at least the reading wasn't the account of Balaam's donkey, or Jezebel killing the prophets, or Jael, you know, driving the tent stake into Sisera's temple, right? I guess a little perspective can change just about anything into a positive. Regardless, buckle up and thank Sean later, perhaps, or blame him, because we're going for a ride. You see, the world out there cares very little about what's going on in here. There are exceptions, of course, but as a general statement, there's veracity to it. Similarly, the rich concepts of truth, of beauty and goodness, those things that were taught by the ancient philosophers, the things that were carved and painted and played by the great masters of the Renaissance, well, and taken up again in verses and poems by the transcendentalists of yesteryear, well, those concepts are quickly fading away as myths like that of the American dream or like the Cubs after the All-Star break, though this year may be a little different. The concepts of truth, beauty, and goodness, well, they're seen as obstacles today in the way of justice and equity for the oppressed. Worse still is the attempt, of course, to redefine the concepts altogether, to include the so-called social justice issues du jour, all kinds of hedonism, essentially to justify that which is right in one's own eyes, the height of inclusion, right? Today, as much as any time in the history of our country, we can relate, we can understand, we can see to the rebuke that Jesus speaks to the Pharisees. For what is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And yet it isn't just the men out there who stand in judgment. In reality, the rebuke is simply the admonition to not have idols. And it extends to you. It extends to me. fear, love, and trust in God alone. Don't set things in the place of God. Don't elevate or rely upon reason or strength or statistics or money to the point where they supplant the words and the promises of God. These things shouldn't drive the boat. And yet there are times, unfortunately, when we place more trust in them than we should, when we let them define who we are and what we do. If only we had a little bit more of this or of that, well, then we could do more, right? We could reach more. We could share more. But God knows the wretchedness of your heart. He knows mine. His sight pierces to the innermost being. Repent. But do not be dismayed. Remember that Jesus is the one thing needful. He gives exactly what is needed, and it is sufficient for the day. He was faithful, not just in a little, but in much. Jesus was faithful, and he humbled himself to the point of death on the cross so that what was seen as the least among men would become the greatest. Thus, he rose, trampling sin and grave under his feet. Though despised and rejected by men, he was raised up and glorified, exalted even in the sight of God. And this Jesus, this one thing needful, he is your master, made so by the waters of holy baptism. For in those waters, and through the voice of one standing in his stead, Christ called you to be his own, to live under him in his kingdom, to serve him in everlasting righteousness and blessedness forever. And no one can serve two masters. So do not fear the devil, the world, or your own sinful flesh. Though they rage and they roar, they can harm you none. He's judged, the deed is done. They have no mastery over you. It takes but a word to fell him. Now there is great freedom in this, not to submit again to the things of this world, but to use them in humility. So in daily contrition and in repentance, do not be afraid to take up tools in this world that they would be used in service to the proclamation of the gospel. Some things are inherently evil and wicked. I don't need to list them here. They're too far gone and they're hardened against any kind of usefulness. But many more things are neutral and can be used in service to the gospel. Tools to help us carry out our work and to make better use of the finite resources that we have at our disposal, whether that's here and with our work at the LCMS or whether it's at home. There is, after all, a salutary use of reason, a salutary use of strength, and even a salutary use of money in this world. And so now, Quentin, back here, dear brother in Christ, all of this is true for your work in the Office of National Mission. Church planting, the task that you have been called to perform, is as honorable as it is tall. As you know, there is no magic bullet, no guarantees for sustainability. Money and reason and careful planning only go so far in service to the gospel. They don't guarantee success any more than one's personality would do so. We commend that to Jesus and to our Heavenly Father. And yet we do use the first article gifts that we have been given in service to the work. So plan, train, raise up, guide to the best of your ability, and then commend everything to Jesus. Whatever the results, they will be marvelous in the sight of God. Jesus is faithful, and he will surely do it. And you know what, now that I think about it, perhaps the assignment of this reading wasn't too far off. Thanks be to God. He does all things well. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.